Not long after the end of the Civil War, both Union and Confederate soldiers migrated to the Midwest to what were called soldier colonies. This is according to Kurt Hackamer, who is provost and vice president for academic affairs at the University of South Dakota. He's done extensive research on these post-Civil War soldier colonies. He says the vast majority of those who settled in Dakota Territory were not only Union soldiers, but also experienced high trauma during the war.
These are guys who were in much larger numbers than one would expect in the Union Army veterans in general, and even in veterans in Dakota Territory, much more likely to have been in the bloodiest battles of the Civil War for extended periods of time.
One of these soldier colonies in Dakota Territory was what is now Gettysburg, South Dakota. The Gettysburg Police Department has come under fire recently because it has a Confederate flag on its patch. Gettysburg Mayor Bill Woodke has said that he's not in favor of removing the flag from the patches, stating that it reflects the history of Gettysburg. However, USD Provost Kurt Hackamer says the display of the flag on the patch and elsewhere largely has nothing to do with direct heritage. He says it's likely there were no Confederate soldiers that settled in Gettysburg.
The founders of Gettysburg, I am convinced, would be absolutely appalled that their police force is wearing the Confederate flag. Because in their minds, when you look at what people like those men were saying in 1883, 1884, 1885, at the time of the town's founding, that flag was the flag of traitors.
Gettysburg resident Selwyn Jones is the uncle of George Floyd and has called for the patch to be changed in the wake of his nephew's killing. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Nelson.